Clock on the dot. Debbie, you took attendance? Okay. Is there any public testimony other than what we're going to be talking about on the agenda? Doesn't look like it. Approval of minutes. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept June 2018 meeting minutes? Meeting minutes.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So now we go to committee appointments, budget committee. So you're Jonathan?
I am.
All right. Would you like to come up? Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you would like to be on the committee.
Good evening. My name is Jonathan Thompson. I live here in Kaiser with my wife, who's with me, and my daughter. We are small business owners here in town. I am also the president-elect of the Kaiser Chamber, and I chair our Government Affairs Committee meeting, or Government Affairs Committee. I'm here tonight for reappointment for a second term to the Budget Committee. I just completed a three-year term, 1 year as chair, and had a good time doing it. And I think that the Budget Committee is important because it there's no better way to show the values of the community than what it chooses to spend its money on. So I'm honored to be part of that process, and I wish to continue.
How long have you been in Kaiser?
I've lived in Kaiser since 2007. Lived in the area my entire life.
What brought you to Kaiser?
My wife and I are both graduates of Willamette, and after we graduated, we moved to Portland where she attended dental school, and we started looking around after she graduated and knew that there was absolutely no way we were ever going to afford any kind of a house up there, so we started moving south, and we ended up here. And we have a business here now, so we're stuck.
And what's your business?
We own a dental practice. So she's the dentist, I work the front office, tell everyone she does the hard work, and I'm the pretty face.
And which dentist?
Northwest Dental Arts over on Cherry.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have a question, but I'm just going to make a comment. Okay, it's on. I can attest that Jonathan has served the 3 years. I was surprised, I guess, how time flies when we all have fun,
fast,
right?
Huh? Yeah.
And he was chair 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Because I was chair this last...
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. So I would just put my hat in. I know he's been on our planning commission, very involved individual within our community. So a great continuation to the budget committee. So thank you for wanting to serve again.
Thank you.
Jonathan, what tell me what surprised you most about the budget process?
The thing that, I mean, I spent some time, I spent about 10 years working for the state, so I understood the state budget. And we did a lot of that. But what surprised me most is it's not one budget, it's 17 different budgets. Mm-hmm. And so there's not a lot of flexibility in and amongst the budgets. And then with the amount, the quote unquote flexible budget, the general fund, by far most of that is taken up by police. So there's, it's a lot harder than it looks.
Great, thank you.
That's very, very insightful. In looking at your application, I will say if you can't graduate from McNary, you should graduate from Central. So good job.
I did graduate from Central, yes.
Yeah. Good job.
All well right. Done. Thank you.
And I think that it is a very good point that it is not just one budget.
Right.
It's many.
Yep.
Okay. You already asked him the other question.
Yep. I think. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Did we want to have any conversations about JD's?
Madam Chair, I would just also comment that I have served with JD on the Budget Committee, and I believe he was chair at 1.2, maybe.
He served for 7 years.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess in one point of there, he was a chair at one point, because every year it rotates. 1 year it's a citizen as a chair and a council as vice chair, then the next year it flips. So, and I know noted on his attendance, he was attended all meetings but one. So, and just for, so everyone knows, budget normally only meets the month of May. Usually we always plan four meetings. This year we did it in two, and I think the year before was two, but we've had gone as many as four, and then we have our long-range planning meeting that usually takes place in January, February. So it's not a big commitment, but it's a really important commitment, and I think anyone who has sat on this budget committee or any other budget committee understands the importance, and attendance is very valuable. So I'll just say that even though he's not here and he did notify us, I know I'm not a voting member on this committee, but I have no, you know, issues with if you were to choose to move his name forward.
Okay. Anything else?
What was the reason he couldn't be here?
He said he was out of town.
He had already made plans for the dime. It's August. A lot of people have planned vacations.
Yeah, I just got back.
Okay, thank you.
His email, he was willing to come at a different time. So it was just a really short email. It just said that he was.
Is he the one that said that he could attend via Skype?
No, that was Mark.
Okay, that's the one I read.
A questionable gentleman, Mark.
All right. Do I have a motion to close nominations?
So moved. I make the motion to close the nominations for the Budget Committee, Planning Commission, Budget Committee.
Budget.
I'll second. Budget.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Put them forth.
Yep.
Make a motion that we put forth the names of Jonathan Thompson and Joseph Gillis to the for the Budget Committee to fill positions 6 and 7.
Okay.
And those second.
All right. And those expire August 31st, which year?
You know, I've quit putting that
because
it goes by the position.
So okay.
When you direct a filling of a position,
that's
that
fine.
Position automatically expires a certain time. And that way there's less chance for any of us to mess up, mostly me.
A long time.
I appreciate you taking the hit for that because I know it's not you. all right. It's been moved and seconded that the names of Jonathan Thompson and Joseph Gillis are put forth for positions 6 and 7 on the Budget Committee. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yay.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you to your wife for allowing you to do all these things.
Yes.
Why she didn't testify against you.
Thank you both for coming.
Good job.
All right. So now we've got Mark on planning.
So if I may, Madam Chair, I mean, I think you all know Mark, and he is, I won't say anything about him, but I will say that the planning commissioners are required to stay on the commission until their position is filled. It's not like any other committee. So I have put down position 6 for Mark Callier if you decide to go ahead and move ahead with him, because that is Josh Eggleston's position, and he has indicated he is definitely not interested in staying on the commission, where Hirsch, I think, would be willing to serve until it got filled.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So Hirsch isn't really out until we can find him.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Fascinating. Okay.
All right.
Madam Chair, I'll just, I know, I think everyone knows Mark, so he really needs no introduction, and he's not here, and he did let us know if he could participate by Skype, but we don't allow that. I think most importantly, he was the chair of the Big Toy. He's very active in Rotary. I think he's just the immediate past president or current president of Kaiser Rotary. Claggart Creek Watershed, city cleanup every year. I mean, I think there's probably nothing he hasn't done in the city. So
I know that he helped the library with our IT stuff before we actually had IT people.
And tree planting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we're always lucky to have any volunteer, but if we're ever worried that he's not going to be there, I think we don't need to worry about that.
Certainly not with Mark.
Yeah.
And I would agree with Debbie's comments that Hirsch would stay until his position was filled. And Josh has done a great job, so it just, and it may just not have been something that he really liked, because it is interesting and different, and you gotta.
There's a
I'm
lot.
Still grasping with some of the things planning does. So
I'm not sure it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I asked to be on planning, actually, so maybe I'm the one that has a little, I don't know, but it does help when it does come to council to have all the testimony and
understand
the background of the committee.
Yeah, it's a lot of detail.
Yeah.
And those were two-year terms?
Should be four.
No, I think they're three-year terms.
Three?
Yeah, I think they all of our committees are three-year terms, so these are 3 years.
Does that change your answer?
No, I was just looking at others on the list.
Oh, I see.
Well, now, like Matt Lawyer, if you're looking at his, it looks like a two-year term because he's filling a vacancy, a resignation. A planner resigned. So that's why his is shorter.
But like Michael, position two, after September 19, he can no longer be on it also because he's already done two terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hmm. Is there any other conversation about Mark? Do we want to close nominations?
I make the motion we close nominations for the Planning Commission.
I'll second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we close nominations for planning. Is there any other conversation around that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
I make a motion that we bring forth the name of Mark Callier to the Planning Commission.
It's your turn to second.
For position number six.
It's been moved and seconded that Mark Callier's name gets put forth for position number six on the Planning Commission. Any additional conversation? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Before we move on, Debbie, why do we not allow Skype?
Well, the council tried using conference phones once, and I believe both parties, the council and the person trying to listen on the conference phone, found it that they couldn't participate or they didn't get the full gist of the meeting. And Skype hasn't really come up, but it's so similar to the conference phone that, and I'm frankly not sure that any of us really know how to do that.
Well, and how long ago was that tried?
The conference phone thing, it's been
years.
It's been a while, and it's really not effective because I have been on vacation several times, and early on we tried it, and it's just you really can't hear, and you really can't. There's no time for you to comment because I think everyone forgets you're on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Well, so on conference calls, I would absolutely agree.
And
but if you've got that visual, because there's a lot that gets missed with the visuals.
Yeah, I think personally, I think that's a conversation if you guys want to take up, and that would need to come back to council, because council, we've not allowed. If you are absent, you are absent. You don't get to participate. I mean, I can watch online when I'm gone, but I don't get to vote. I don't get to share my comments. It's just a missed opportunity, and I just think that that's a bigger policy question.
And, yeah, and I guess the reason why I'm bringing that up is because, so much is now going to virtual. Like, even just, like, my job, I don't go into my office ever. And so if it's a technology thing, one thing I'm thinking maybe is if it's something that at some point we want to revisit again, this might be a good beta testing, because it's not as, I understand, on city council, that the stakes are really high.
Commission.
Or planning commission. All those stakes are very, very high. But here, if things don't work out, it's not really all that high stakes.
Well, that's true. And you're interviewing a person. There's a lot of people who do interviews via Skype.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it would depend on if, number one, if the person being interviewed had the capacity, knew how to do that. And then I don't know how it works from this end. Do people do it with their cell phones, or how does that work?
No, we have it on the laptop.
Yeah, and that's the type of, I don't know if we as a city want to explore that, but I think that we're probably going to have to at some point. I mean, you just kind of have to get up with technology. And if it's a technological issue, then this might be a decent proving ground to figure out those things. Do you use a laptop, or are you able to, you know,
put it on the TV
or something
we've got the projector, which mm-hmm. is probably, that would be through the laptops. That way everybody
right, we'd come out there.
Yeah. And, you know, so it doesn't really matter all that much this time, but, you know, since we did have somebody who was willing to do it that way,
yes, it's a council policy mm-hmm. that they don't allow the conference phone. Mm-hmm. So it would have to go through the council rules and procedures. Mm-hmm. The city attorney would have to change it for council. But it's kind of just
a committee. Yeah,
it's kind of an understanding that if it's for the council, then mm-hmm. the committees abide by their rules. But it's not anything set in stone. So it could be something we could move forward on if that was what, you know, if we wanted to give it a try. We'd have to run it through a few people. But like mm-hmm. I said, it's not in writing in the council procedures that the committees will follow. It's suggested.
Yeah. Oh, it's not anything urgent. I just, it had come up and I just wanted to know. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think we're on to other business.
Yes. Yes. So you see all the recruiting that we have going on. That's not because people have quit. Well, the arts is an old vacancy, and now the planning is too. I have some cards there I made that everybody can take some. If you can use those somewhere, that lists all the vacancies we have because I really need some help. I'm just not getting a lot of people anymore. And we have 3 terms coming up in the points of interest, which we just for the first time in years,
I know,
have a full slate, and now in November, 3 terms expire. So, and then Parks Board, usually I don't have too much trouble finding people for Parks Board. And then Traffic Bikeways has 2 terms, and that is iffy too. We also have Michael de Blasi has thrown his hat in for council. If he gets elected, we lose him. He's on Planning Commission and on Traffic Bikeways. So that'll be 2 more vacancies I have to fill. So actually, I'm hoping no one will vote.
To throw your name in for council, when does that have to be turned in?
Monday.
Well, you have to come in and get your...
Not for myself, no.
Whoever it is has to come in and get their paperwork, and then they have to go get 150 signatures. Those signatures have to be turned in by Monday. So it's kind of late now if somebody wanted to.
Did Elizabeth get hers turned in?
Yes, she did.
150?
150, mm-hmm. Yes.
He's got his 150.
Who? Yes, Michael. Yes, he's turned his in. Tracy said everybody who has thrown in their hat has gotten their signatures in. She took them down to Marion County today.
And Dan got his in?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Quite a while ago. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so the next meeting date, that was just to tell you all that all the vacancies there are and ask you please to get the word out. And because I do the website and I do the newspaper and I do radio, but I don't know where else to go. So I need, you know, you when you go to your meetings or whatever, some help. But then the next meeting, so that's, there is a conflict on October 18th, which is our usual meeting date with that. Remember the thing we had last year? Mm-hmm. Same thing. So I don't know if y'all are planning on going, but if any of you are, it makes for difficulty with a quorum. So my suggestion, because we can't meet in September, because Tracy and I are both at a conference then, but a couple weeks later, that first Thursday in October doesn't have a meeting already scheduled. So if you would be willing to meet then.
I know I would be gone what week of November?
The first week of October.
October 4th.
Yeah, it's on. You have your agenda. She's got the dates. It's October 4th.
You can do that?
Yes, I can do that.
Thursdays are pretty good.
I'm in.
I think I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out that day.
Okay, so. You
can
do 4.
So we
have
4.
So, and we don't know about the other two people, but
But if we know now, we can get him an email to find out if...
Mm-hmm. Right, yes, mm-hmm. we can. So do you want me to shoot for October 4 then? Or the other thing is, if you're not going to go, if you know for sure you're not going to go to that volunteer training thing that the chamber puts on, then we'd be okay with the meeting. But I know, Larry, you're going to be there, right?
Definitely going to be there.
Supposed to be directed at boards.
Yes.
So we're hoping all the boards...
in committees.
You went last year, but you gave some feedback, so because it was a little dry, I think you said last year, and you were hope. But I think they've made some improvements, haven't you, Larry?
I'm not in charge.
You know? Oh, okay. You don't know.
Okay. What is this thing? The training for volunteers?
Yeah, it's not like what we have put on. It's
I was going to say Shannon normally does that.
No. This is the Chamber Foundation. Do you want to explain?
The Chamber Foundation. One of the branches is education and. In that under that branch that they have done for board of directors. I mean, it can be for churches. It's for any community person that wants to. It's kind of been with the city that kind of made a trade that we didn't charge them for the use of the facility on that, I guess, is what that situation was. But so we're trying to get people lined up to come that are on board of directors, affiliated, you know, it could be Little League, it could be churches, anything, or just wanting to learn and give that base. Because what I see and what I've found myself is, you know, coming onto the chamber board or even the foundation board, how meetings are to be run, you know, like ourselves.
Liabilities. They covered a lot
Robert's
of details.
Rules and yeah. all that. And they got into, you know, how money's to be held and accepted and dispersed. And, yeah, it kind of got, I mean, last time it was a learning experience. It was the first one we've done. So we had a meeting last night also with the foundation and we have confirmed those dates, I think. Lori Christopher was confirming with Tracy with here and all that.
Yeah, I don't
we'll
know.
We'll have food.
I know we have it saved, the yeah. meeting room, yeah.
So it's slated from 4 till 9. So basically the meeting is from 5 till 9.
Oh.
Probably with a break in there. And then it probably won't start right at that, but I'm in charge of food, so... Again, we'll have someone, it'll be more a sit, you know, we did El Patron, or not El, yeah.
Burritos.
Carlos did burritos last time, so that are sandwiches of some sort, some finger, you know, sit down and eat and we can start the meeting and the training and stuff, so.
Nice.
So, that's the plan. So. We should be getting flyers out here shortly. So.
Oh, good. Because last year you had me have a sign-up sheet. I haven't seen
yeah.
that yet.
I think they're
getting, ready
getting
to?
That out, okay. changing the date on that flyer, and we're going to start getting it out because we were really hoping that we would see a lot more people, but we didn't. So, you know, it's one of those things, and a lot of people want to do it online. You can sign up.
Excuse me. Bless you.
Or just show up and pay in person. We will bill businesses or, you know, invoice people. So,
right.
you know.
But we are able to go without.
Yeah,
charge.
You would just need to.
You're free. Yes, you just sign up.
Need to be educated.
So, what we typically had last year was people from the city, these different committees. So.
Nice.
Daisy brought some knitting. We hung
I
out.
Did.
No, I brought my drop spindle.
Oh, sorry. I don't know all the vocab. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a little bit more energy.
It was,
bring it up
it was a lot
notches.
Technical.
It was.
I left when they were going to teach me about budgets. So I was like, I'm out now.
Okay. Yeah, because for the committees, it's like you said something about money. That's irrelevant for them.
Right.
Pretty much, you know, they...
But there was a lot of good information about boards.
Just for general oversight of how boards are to work and
right.
what you're responsible for and, mm-hmm. you know, what you can take in and out of the meetings.
Well, and the committee, you're right with the budget stuff, but there were also people from, like, the library and things like that.
That's
there was financial
oh, good.
Policies. Well, most of the information I got was, we kick butt. At the library, because they're like, oh, well, you know, just have like one page financial policy. And I'm like, oh, we've got like 10.
One's a little brief.
Yeah. You know, and just some things, you know. And I was like, well, what about, shouldn't we be doing like double signing of the, well, I guess you could do that. I'm like, okay. So.
If you get somebody on a board that has no idea, they're just going to go with the flow and
yes.
and not ask a question with mm-hmm. whether they. I think it's a little fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Get themselves in trouble in a hurry by someone else.
Yep.
Because you're still responsible.
All right.
So is October 4th then what you want to shoot for?
Let's try that.
Okay.
And see if we can expect to get a quorum.
And Phil, you already said you cannot come, right?
Yeah, unfortunately I'll be out then.
Okay.
All right.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I have two things. Debbie, I'll put a reminder, but if you can help me too, and we may not know, but like for National Night Out, these would have been great cards to hand out when we went. And I did my best to try and explain committees to groups, but I think it would have been nice to have left something like this with all the neighborhood captains that we met with. And Larry was with me, but there was a gentleman that I met over on Hasbrook that was here with his son. They were hoping to find a police officer. It was fine. Nothing, you know, they were just wandering. And he volunteers on a committee for the city of Salem. And I'm like, hey, you live in Kaiser. What's the deal? Anyway, so I sent everyone to the website, but just I'll try to remember. And
I will put that in my tasks for next year.
You know, that this would have been great to.
So I'll have it. So August, it's usually the
first
Tuesday.
First Tuesday.
In August.
Yeah, yeah, so this would have been a great, you know, mm-hmm. to hand out to people as well. And then my other item is actually an assignment for this group. We've talked about it, and I've talked to the mayor, and I'm bringing it back. You know how we've talked about getting more youth involved, and mm-hmm. we had our great two, and I can see their faces. I can't think of their names, but that were here a couple months ago, and maybe we want to wait till, you know, or bring them back into this conversation on how to get youth involved and what that really looks like, and if we need to establish a subcommittee with a couple council members and some people from this committee. We can do that, but I'm just going to ask that you put it back on your agenda to kind of talk about it a little bit more and figure out what you would recommend or what you would like to establish to get this moving forward.
Well, and I'll have to go back and double check, but what we had talked about was if there are specific things, then to go to the leadership groups. And say, hey, we, like, the big toe, you always, you know,
yeah.
come back to that, but, like, specific things that we could use youth help with and then kind of bring them in that way versus the generalized, hey, we need help, or, you know, that type of thing is, I think, probably better for adults, but with kids, like, if you have specific things that they can do and then kind of get them interested and involved that way. So when we have those other projects like the cleanup and things like that.
Right, but we should probably talk about how we're going to do that, right? So is it going to be this group charged with reaching out to the youth? Is it going to be council? Is it going to be a combination? That's, I guess, where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
So no, we don't have to talk about it tonight, but if we could put something on the agenda the next time we meet to kind of figure out, like, how we want to do it, if we want to create a subcommittee to have more conversation and bring, you know, maybe our two newest youth that's on arts and our new youth counselor that's mm-hmm. going to come on and kind of
that
get there,
actually a good,
you know, and just kind of have some brainstorming to go, hey, what does this look like? How would it be? And, you know,
that actually might
and
be
not
cool.
just thinking of our, you know, youth in school, because we do have youth that are homeschooled and, you know, youth that would maybe live in Kaiser that may attend Blanchett or Salem Academy. And so just kind of thinking about how else do we, you know, reach youth that may not attend one of our Kaiser schools.
Mm-hmm. Do we have an Instagram account?
You would have to ask Debbie. I don't believe so. But, you know, I don't do any of that, so I don't know.
No, and you know, there's that public records law. And so yes. those social media accounts are a nightmare.
Yes.
So true. I know that if I ask if we can have one, I will get a resounding no.
Okay. We'll have to get creative. Have to get creative.
I know on Facebook there's a Kaiser page.
There are several Kaiser pages that are not authorized by the city. There's one that's authorized by the city. The other ones are operated by other people. We don't know who.
Yeah.
Could I take pictures of these and post them on those pages?
I won't tell you yes or no. I'm not legal.
Okay.
But, you know, you could go where however you want to do.
And like on Nextdoor and things like that? Is that what you mean?
No, there's... Here, let's see if I can find it.
Hey, this is all, like, official. Turn off your mic.
Because I know there's several Nextdoors in each of several of the neighborhoods.
Yeah, she's talking about actual Facebook.
Or like, Instagram. This is just a Kaiser page.
Oh.
It has a picture of City Hall is ours.
No, this is just a page about Kaiser. This is a group for those of us who live and work in Kaiser, a place to share about the differences going on in and around town. We want this group to be open to any and all kinds of topics. Remember, we will have different opinions on things, but please be respectful. No swearing, name-calling, or attacking, or posts will be deleted and members removed. Promotions or local businesses in Kaiser's is fine anytime, but please direct any sales of items, blah, 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 blah. So... I'm just going to take a picture of both sides of it and post it and tell them if they don't like it, they can delete it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Love it.
Yeah.
Good job.
So.
Okay.
And I know you post these on Facebook, right?
I don't anymore. Facebook decided it didn't like me, so Jennifer does. I send them to Jennifer. Okay.
So somebody does.
Yeah, somebody does.
Okay.
I need a motion.
I don't know. I mean, it was the weirdest thing. All of a sudden, I could even our IT guy, he couldn't figure out why either. So he said, well, Jennifer can still get on, so do that. So.
But yeah, if anyone's in like the neighborhood associations, you know, I can share this with West Kaiser. I can ask Laura, you know, to share it with Southeast Kaiser, and Marlene's covering Gubs, or Marlene and Roland. So maybe we could just get the word out more that way too, because they'll be resuming for fall.
Oh. Yes, and those kind of people are already involved, mm-hmm. and a lot of times more willing to grow in their involvement.
Or they'll know a neighbor that kind of comes and then doesn't come or gets involved like Sarah did a while because of Rhonda. So, you know, it's like arm twisting sometimes. But, you know, just if there's other, and if you guys think of other areas we can put these, but National Night Out would be a great one just to think about.
And I'll put that on as a reminder on my calendar for next year. It'll pop up I'll have those ready for the second council meeting in July.
So I know we have our, you know, boxes out here behind the glass. I don't know what you would call those. Is there something in there? Because I know the city hall gets a lot of use, and if people are wandering around like Zeke was tonight, do we post stuff like that in there? I don't know what, I should probably know protocol, but that's not really our thing.
And that's a good question, Kim. I mean, we've used it more as a display case. We have things in the inside the lobby, but maybe I'll let me run that by somebody and see if they think that would be okay. And if I can get permission, I think that would be a good place.
I'm just thinking of all the other people that come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's a good, very good point.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Do I have a motion?
You don't need one.
I don't?
Nope.
All right. Anything else? Let's adjourn at 6:36, it looks like.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, they are. I work. That's right.
Who?
Hank Tarter.
Oh, that would be great. He used to be. What was he on before? He was on something. I can't remember.
Traffic, maybe? Is I went over there to talk to him to say, I'm going to be in San Diego in L.A. You need to wash my house, right? The 8th to the 14th. I need you to wash my house. And he started laughing. He said, I'm going to be there the 8th to the 15th. Oh, how funny. But then when I looked this morning, it didn't look like he was back. So I got to check the thing again. See, he's going on over there. Hopefully his flight wasn't like mine.
Did you just get stuck because of weather or just...
We got stuck and it was my fault because I was like, let's take the earlier flight. So we get on the earlier flight. I watch an entire movie at the gate in the plane. Then they let us off after our other flight is boarded and doors closed.
Oh,
and
wow.
They get us a new plane. So we didn't leave the airport almost 6, and we would have landed Portland by then had I not
She
has to come out. I have a meeting. Let's get home.
It's and then I go to her. If she comes to me by herself, then we go back to her together.
And it was not a good decision.
It happens, right?
It happens.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
Before I have to go to work.
I'll see if I can work on Hank.
I know.
Neighbors ran out.
I don't work until 8:30.
Well, I didn't tell this one tonight. Yeah, because I was pressed to remember for next year. Because
thank you, Daddy.
People are standing there staring at you going, boy.
Dumped ice into it, just enough to cover it. It's going to melt all that stuff, ice, you know.
Yeah.
It's how you go about doing it, a lot of it, I think.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I wouldn't go down and buy it.